Also was zeichen ist, was ich jetzt sage, wenn wir haben Yehudim, sagt es, er wenn da flamme de Vav. Rava says, the reason why Rabbi Yossi is machmer regarding the suffix of tefillah and mikvah, even though he's lenient regarding a doubtful Erev, is because the person who is toivel as a chazoka that he's tummy, so he retains his tummy status. If you ask Gemara, why don't we follow the chazoka that the mikvah itself is a kosher mikvah? Gemara says, the Mishnah is discussing a mikvah that wasn't measured and therefore does not have a chazoka being valid. Abraisa says, the suffix Erev that Rabbi Yossi says is valid is when, for example, an Erev is made of Torah Truma, and we're not sure if it became Tomei on Friday or on Shabbos, or a case where one made an Erev with Tevel, we're not sure if Trumas and Maisers were given on Friday or Shabbos. However, if an Erev of Truma was made, but it's a suffix whether the Truma was Torah or Tomei to begin with, or if an Erev was made of fruit which were a suffix whether they were Tevel or not, the Erev is Pussel. In these cases, it was a suffix from the start, never having a Chazaka being kosher. Just like we said that Truma was Torah based on its Chazaka, we should say the Erev of Tevel is Pussel based on its Chazaka being Tevel. Mars says, change the words of the Braisa. It's not a suffix if Maisa was ever given. It was surely not Tevel, and at some point in time, Tevel got mixed in. The suffix is we don't know when the Tevel got mixed in, on Friday or on Shabbos. Shmuel bar Yitzchak asked Rav Huna, if a person has two loaves of Truma bread, one that is Tami and one that is Torah, and he's unsure which is which, can he make an error by saying that the Erev should be the Torah bread, whichever one it is? Even according to Rav Meir, who was Machmer with the Tami Truma here, there is a Torah loaf of Truma, so maybe he should allow it. Or maybe even according to Rav Yossi, who is lenient there, that could be because he knows exactly where his Erev is, but here he does not, so maybe it's possible. Rav Huna answered that according to Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, the Erev would be possible because at no point does he have a meal that can be eaten, because he's unsure which is a Torah one from the get-go. Rav Yisrael of Nachman, if one says that a particular loaf of bread should remain chulin on Friday and should become hegdish on Shabbos, and then says that the bread should be his Erev, an Erev can be made of hegdish, is that a good Erev or not? Rav Nachman says, it's a good Erev. He then asks, what about where he says that the bread should be hegdish on Friday, but should be redeemed onto money when Shabbos begins, and then says that the loaf should act as an Erev? Is it valid? He answered, it's not a valid Erev. Rav Nachman explained that in each case we follow the Chazaka. Therefore, in the first case, it's considered to be chulin during Ben HaShemoshes. The second case is considered to be hegdish during Ben HaShemoshes. Mishnah says if someone takes a pitcher that is a tful yoim, which can still make truma become tamei on Friday, and he takes that tful yoim on Friday and fills it with ma'aser wine that has not yet had Trumas Maisav separated from it, and says that the wine in the pitcher should be the Trumas Maisav when Shabbos begins, his designation is effective. If he then says that the wine in the pitcher should be his Erev, the Erev is not valid. Rava says, this Mishnah must hold that the Erev takes effect at the end of the day on Friday, before Shabbos begins, and at that point it was still Tevel, and therefore it's not a valid Erev. Rav Papa says, even if an Erev takes effect when Shabbos begins, and at that point it's no longer Tevel, still this Erev would not be valid, because it was nothing that was fit for a meal on Friday, it was still Tevel then, and therefore an Erev which is not fit for it to be a meal on Friday is a problem. Dr. Mishnah, a person may place multiple Erev in multiple directions and make a condition. For example, he can say, if Goyim, who he wants to avoid, come from the east, I want the Erev to the west to be affected, and vice versa. If they come from both sides, I want to be able to choose which direction on Shabbos I want to go. And if they don't come at all, I want my dwelling to remain in my house. Vaita, a person may place multiple Erev in multiple directions and make a condition. For example, he says, if the Chacham, who he wants to go listen, comes from the east, I want the Erev to the east to be affected, and vice versa. If a Chacham comes from each side, I want to be able to choose which direction to go on Shabbos. If they don't come at all, I want my dwelling to remain in my house. Yehuda says, if one of the Chachamim was his Rebbe, he must use that direction towards his Rebbe. If both were his Rebbe, he can choose whichever direction he wants. Dr. Mar Rabbi Yitzchak told a Braisa that had the reverse of our Mishnah. In the case of Goyim, he was planning to go towards them. In the case of Chachamim, he was trying to go away from them. The Braisa says different than our Mishnah. The Mar says, with regard to Goyim, our Mishnah is discussing tax collectors, and that's why he wants to go away from them. The Braisa is discussing government officials who can help the people. That's why he wants to go towards them. With regard to the case of the Chacham, the Mishnah is discussing a Chacham that he wants to go here, and the Braisa is discussing a children's Rebbe, where the Chacham that he wants to hear is said to be coming from the opposite direction of the children's Rebbe. Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer im hoyo echad mehem v'chulu. Mar says, Rabbanon argue and say that at times one would rather hear someone other than his normal Rebbe. Mar says, Rav says our Mishnah is incorrect based on Ayah's version of Rabbi Yehuda and Abraisa. Ayah says Rabbi Yehuda does not allow one to decide on Shabbos which Erev he'll choose. He can set up two Erev and have the choice based on where the Chacham will come, but not based on his own decision. Jack Lamar, in either case, we must come up onto the principle of Brera. So why would only one case be allowed? Mar explains, but Rabbi Yechanan says, Ayah would say that Rabbi Yehuda only allows it when the Chacham has already arrived at Bein HaShemoshes. Although the one making the Erev doesn't yet know at that time which Erev has taken effect, the arrival of the Chacham has made it that only one of them takes effect, and therefore you don't come on, it's not really Brera at Bein HaShemoshes anymore. In fact, Gemara, why don't we say that Ayah's Brais is incorrect based on our Mishnah? Gemara says, we find elsewhere that Rabbi Yehuda does not believe in the concept of Brera, so that must be the right Derech in Rabbi Yehuda's Shita.